This is the Down Beach Buzz podcast covering the Down Beach news and information of Margate, Ventnor, and Longport. My name is Mel Taylor, your humble correspondent. Is there going to be a Margate Candidates Forum? Election Day is coming up. It's May 14th. And May 4th was supposed to be the planned forum date at Ross School. This is where you get to meet the candidates. We know at least one candidate is ready to go. He's Calvin Tetzler, the challenger. But the three incumbents, Mr. Becker, the mayor, John Amadeo, and Commissioner Blumberg, they kind of seem, from our perspective, they kind of seem to be dragging their feet a little bit. So we wanted to reach out. We are talking with Margate Homeowners Association President Jay Weintraub, and we're going to ask Jay right now. He's on the phone with us. Jay, in your opinion, are the three incumbents, sometimes we kind of refer to them jokingly as the three amigos, but we tease because we love. Are the three amigos trying to avoid a public forum to meet the candidates?
You know what, Mel? It's a little confusing at this point, and I'll tell you why. Back in January, we had a board meeting, and we talked about having a public forum to have the candidates be in a town forum meeting to answer pre-planned questions and maybe take a few questions from people who would attend the event. And then Mark Alch and I met with the mayor on Friday, February the 22nd, over at one of the local restaurants for breakfast.
And Mark is the vice president of the MHA?
Yes, he is. He's the first vice president. And together, we met with the mayor. And during our breakfast conversation, we talked about many things that the MHA will be working on for civic betterment for Margate, you know, such as our CPR classes, et cetera. But one thing we brought up was the public forum. The mayor stated at the breakfast that he thought it was a wonderful idea, but his concern was, well, what if someone's a better speaker than another person? And we kind of chuckled about that and basically said, Mr. Becker, just be truthful, get up and talk, and talk about yourself and what your vision is for the future of Margate. And that's all people really want to know about, not who's the better speaker. And everything was all set. It seemed like he was in agreement with what we wanted to do. On Monday, March 11th, I contacted the mayor's office, and I was told the mayor was out. And I left a detailed message, an extremely detailed message with his assistant, that I wanted the mayor to call me back so we can talk about that public forum that we had discussed at breakfast. She promised to get in touch with me or the mayor as soon as possible. 2 days went by, and on March 13th in the morning, Tim Persky had called and identified himself as the campaign manager for the three incumbents. We talked in detail about the public forum, and he promised to call me back within a week. And he did mention during our conversation that in the past, Ed Berger of the Margate Business Association had run a forum such as this. And I mentioned to him it would be a great idea if the two associations representing business and the residents worked together. It would be a more impactful meeting and a better representation for all of Margate. We waited from the 13th until March 20th. In the afternoon of March 20th, Tim Persky called back, and he stated, and this is a quote, he says, the commissioners are all in, out of quote. I told him we were pretty excited that I was going to send him a letter of commitment that the three commissioners, as well as Calvin Tetzler, needed to sign so that we can have the League of Women Voters come in and be an impartial moderators for this event. He says, not a problem, just get him the form. We authored the form. We sent it to Mr. Tetzler. He signed it. Ed Berger signed the form. I signed the form. We sent it over to the commissioners, and there was no response. I called no less than five or six times to Mr. Persky on his cell phone, as well as his office. I sent probably six or seven emails, please call us back to let me know what's going on, and never heard a word back and never got the letter of commitment back. Which I found a little upsetting, and it seemed like what's going on. Yesterday, I found out through the media that the mayor all of a sudden is going to be out of town on that day, and Mr. Blumberg has to be out of town, and it won't work. That, to me, was a little upsetting, and I let Mr. Persky know that via an email that why did I have to hear that through the media?
Yeah, I was surprised too, Jay. I didn't mean to cut you off, but indeed, I was one of the media operators that found out that they didn't really think that date was good. And then when I reached out to you for a comment, I go, wow, there, I mean, there's two media operators that knew about this, hey, May 4th will not be good. Why did we know that before you did?
You know what? I personally think that lacked professionalism. And I left that in an email for Mr. Persky, who, after reading my email and letting him know that I was a little bit upset, did call me back. And we had a long conversation yesterday on the telephone, and pretty much said, well, if the mayor and the two commissioners aren't organizing this event, they pretty much don't want to be a part of it.
Wait, let me stop you right there and have you repeat that one more time. Say that last line one more time, because it's very powerful.
Tim Persky said that unless the mayor and the commissioners were organizing the event, that they really didn't think they wanted to be a part of such a public forum. And all they wanted to do was talk about their public record, and they didn't want to have to defend their public record. I assured Mr. Persky that the purpose of this meeting was to talk about not what has happened, but to talk about what's going to happen, what the future is for Margate, what they see the future to be in Margate, and to get all of the candidates' points of view on what they think needs to be done to make Margate a better place moving forward. That's what I believe is important to the voters of Margate. We can all talk about the cup of spilled milk yesterday, but maybe the glass was a bad glass, and we'll know better in the future not to use that same glass. So we want to worry about, what does tomorrow look like? What is your vision? We want to hear from Mr. Tesler, from Mr. Amadeo, from Mr. Blumberg, and Mr. Becker.
And if I could, I just wanted to remind people that we are talking to Margate Homeowners Association President Jay Weintraub. My name is Mel Taylor from Down Beach Buzz. And Jay, interesting to note, because I know the Persky name. The Persky name is quite common in this area. And Mr. Persky, Tim Persky, he works for a company out of Philadelphia called Wavelength Communications. Does this play a role here? Maybe. But when I dug a little deeper, Wavelength Communications is a marketing agency based in Philly, and their expertise, quote unquote, expertise, is in political campaigns. And I don't know what they're doing for the Becker, Amadeo, and Blumberg ticket in terms of marketing, because I don't really see anything. But it's interesting to note that Commissioner John Amadeo is an owner or a principal of that company called Wavelength. And it's kind of odd. I'm not sure, but just thought I would throw that in there, that I didn't know Amadeo did that on the side.
Interesting. I don't know what role he plays, if he derives income from that agency or not. Right now, it's a good point, but I want to focus on this public forum and what we believe will be a great event for all in Margate. And quite frankly, I'm a little upset that the three commissioners, the mayor and the two commissioners, don't seem to want to be involved in something like this. And that concerns me. And I'm sure many, many, many of the voters in Margate would be upset that the mayor and commissioners don't want to be transparent. And that's a major issue that we need to address.
And Jay, I see some of the trolls online commenting here. They are circling the wagons. You know, Jay, come on. May 4th, that's the big citywide yard sale in Margate. Come on, Jay. That's a conflict. We're busy at the yard sale. How do you respond to that nonsense?
Well, in the 24 years that I've owned my house in Margate, we've participated in the yard sale. It's a morning event. Everybody gets up early, puts out whatever they want to put out, and it's typically not a huge, huge event, but it is a wonderful community event. And then it's typically over by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. People have packed up. They've done their shopping. They've lugged their neat stuff away or threw stuff away, and it's a wonderful time. We planned the event for 2 o'clock in the afternoon because we knew so many people would be in Margate. The weather's getting nicer. They want to empty out some of the stuff in their houses, and we knew we would have a tremendous turnout of people for this important public forum. You couldn't have picked a better day to pack Margate and to get as many voters and second homeowners into a meeting to hear what the future of Margate will look like from all the candidates.
So Jay Weintraub of the MHA, Margate Homeowners Association, next question. I believe that you had to put a request in to the Margate School District, I guess, because you wanted to rent some space for that planned public forum on May 4th at 2 o'clock at Ross School. Did you get a response yet from the school board?
Well, the school board met last evening. And we contacted the school board prior to their meeting. Mark Alch contacted Mr. Ryan Flynn, I believe is the name, from the school board, who has an application from us to use the school on that Saturday, March May 4th. Mark called yesterday because of our news that we found out that the two of the three commissioners can't attend that meeting, to see if we can make it the week before, which would be April the 30th, I believe it is, or April the 27th, I'm sorry. So the school board's aware that we want to change the date from the 4th of May to April 27th, and we're waiting to hear back from them this morning.
Okay, so that is still in flux. Do you get some good feelings that the school will be made available? You know, bearing in mind, I'm playing devil's advocate here, that Mayor Michael Becker, he actually appoints those on the school board, so that's a little bit of an issue, at least in my mind.
Well, we've never had a problem requesting use of the school in the past. Saturdays, they say the schools are never used. So if suddenly there was events in the community room that it wasn't available to us on those dates, I'd be a little suspect of those comments.
What happens if at the end of the day they keep on saying, well, no, that date's not good. No, that one's not good. And before you know it, it's May 14th. But you still want to do a forum, right? Even if the three incumbents decide not to attend, what's the plans? What are the plans for this public forum?
Well, we'd still like to have the public forum. And I would hate to put three cardboard cutouts of the three commissioners up in chairs and them not be there. I'd rather them be there in person. This is an important event for Margate. And since the mayor and two commissioners represent all of Margate, I think that they would agree this is an important event for them to attend, to show their respect and their caring for all the people in Margate. And the argument they could always make is, well, we wouldn't be serving what we're doing if we didn't care. Well, sometimes your actions say a little bit differently. So ignoring this event or avoiding this event, I don't think bodes well for the people in Margate. I think, in my personal opinion, that public officials have an obligation to represent themselves and talk about their visions to the people that they represent.
I saw reports that Mr. Weintraub likely, possibly, might have been premature with his discussions about this. Mr. Weintraub, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely not. We started this 4 or 5 months ago. Based upon all of my notes and my records and timelines, this was started with a conversation again back on February 22nd with the mayor. We didn't jumpstart anything. We moved forward. It wasn't until Persky called that he said that Berger did this in the past and that it was something he's done. I told him at that time there's been no mention of it. We have not heard a word about it. It's been posted on the Facebook page what we want to do. And then Mr. Berger graciously, sometime later, we spoke, corresponded through Facebook as well. And Ed posted on Facebook that he's excited to be a partner with us in this event. So we didn't jumpstart it. Maybe we were proactive in doing something that we never knew had existed in the past. So if you accuse any of us on the association of being an upstart, we're not an upstart. We're a jumpstart. Big difference between the two. We wanted to be proactive and do something good for the community. After all, the vision of Margate Homeowners Association is to make Margate a better place to live and visit. And that was what we're doing following our mission statement.
Let's clear something up. Are you a political organization?
Absolutely not. As a 501c3, we're prohibited from acting in any way politically. However, we can do whatever we want, basically, for the good of the community, as long as it's not politically based, and we have not and will not be political in any way.
And I got to tell you, the Margate Homeowners Association, the MHA, growing at a really fast clip, barely a year old, and your organization is doing quite well. What is the MHA, the Margate Homeowners Association? Why do you think it's growing and thriving, and why should people join the Margate Homeowners Association?
That's a wonderful question. It actually goes back to 1973, where people in Margate attempted to create an association for the benefit of all the homeowners in Margate. Unfortunately, there wasn't the means of communicating back in 73 with people as there is today through electronics. And then there was some pushback, perhaps, from what I've been told by the powers that be back then in Margate, and it kind of died on the vine in a very short period of time. what happened in Margate was, over the course of the past 10 years, I've noticed, and other people have noticed, that they feel left out. They feel like their voices don't count, that they go to commissioners' meetings or planning board meetings, and they talk, and there's already a preset agenda, and no one was listening. So what pushed this organization to come about and to grow was the people of Margate coming to many of us and saying, we need some help. We want to be heard. We count. We matter. How do we do that? We think we can also do some great community things. So last April, on a cold Saturday morning, a few people from Margate got together and we talked about forming a homeowners association. We thought it would be a great idea to help raise the consciousness of people in Margate, to raise their voices. So if we go to a meeting, knowing there's hundreds of us, maybe thousands of us, we hope in the future, that people will listen to us when we have concerns. Such as an example, the beach overlay proposal where they wanted to build onto the beach all around the Lucy's site. Typically, a commissioner's meeting may get five or six people that show up to a meeting. On the evening that this particular matter was supposed to be discussed by the commissioners, there were well over 300 people that came to that meeting to speak up.
Oh, you're talking about the hotel overlay issue where they were trying to kind of change the rules and allow high-rises where the greenhouse and Lucy currently stand, huh?
That's absolutely correct. And we mobilize people through the media, through Facebook, through our website, through emails to say that this is a concern to you, you need to come out. And they help us speak up and say, we're not happy. We don't believe this is good for Margate. The commissioners were all amazed at the size of the turnout, put aside all other matters, and only addressed this particular matter and immediately stated they were pulling the ordinance off the table. Still, the community had an opportunity to speak. They felt empowered. And what we want to do is help people feel that their voices matter, to empower the people to speak up. Whether there's four people at a meeting, whether there's 400 people at a meeting. And we're not here to fight the government. We're here to work in partnership with the government to make Margate a better place to live and visit. That's our sole mission.
And we're talking to Jay Weintraub, president of the Margate Homeowners Association. So, Jay, I hear this, too. Isn't the Margate Homeowners Association just focused on second homeowners? How do you respond to that?
Absolutely not. The Margate Homeowners Association is an organization that represents all taxpayers, all full-time, all second homeowners, all renters. Everyone in Margate needs a voice. And just because you're a second homeowner, that doesn't mean you're less of a citizen. You may not be able to vote, but the second homeowners pay, from what I understand, well in excess of 60% of the taxes for Margate. So if all of Margate enjoys all year-round wonderful services, our police department's fabulous, our fire department's fabulous, we have services in the city, our Department of Public Welfare, everything is wonderful. That money comes from all the taxpayers in Margate. So our organization represents everyone. And our membership, believe it or not, is more representative percentage-wise of full-time homeowners. So what do I mean by that? Let's say it's a 60-40 split between 60% of the taxpayers are second homeowners and 40% are the full-time homeowners, we actually would be probably about 45% or more of our members are full-time homeowners living in Margate. So we have a wonderful representation of all the taxpayers in Margate who have paid a nominal dues of $25 to support our organization. And we have the support of everyone. It's not a second homeowners organization. It's a homeowners and renters organization.
How can people find out more about the Margate Homeowners Association, possibly join and become involved? Because your voice, your representation of these voices seems to be working. How can people reach out to you, Jay?
Well, they can reach out either through our Facebook page and ask to join. They do have to answer three questions, and that is, do you own or rent in Margate? What street? And are you or are you considering joining the association? There they'll get some great information from our organization. The other thing is we have a website, margatehomeowners.com. They can go to that website. Right now we post all the commissioners' meetings and agendas, the planning board meetings and agendas, other matters that are coming up in Margate that are important to the taxpayers. And there is a link there where they can click join, and it takes them electronically to a site where they can join and pay their dues.
Jay Weintraub of the Margate Homeowners Association, thank you for reaching out to DownBeachBuzz.com.